January 31st. They shall hunger no more. Revelation 7, verse 16. Recently, our newspaper ran a picture of what a 6-year-old boy's idea of heaven was like. Over the years, the child had suffered from a handicap that kept him indoors, where he sometimes sat at the window and watched children running and playing. He longed to join them. In stiff, childish lines, the picture showed a path leading to a bridge. Across the bridge was a park crammed with swings, sliding boards, and merry-go-rounds. A stick figure that represented the child himself played on everything in the park. In a way, it seems to me that the little boy had grasped the great truth Paul talked about in Romans 8, verse 23. We groan to be released from pain and suffering. We wait anxiously for that day when God will give us our full rights as His children, including the new bodies He has promised us, bodies that will never be sick again and will never die. From the Living Bible. How wonderful to know that someday all of us Christians will be released from our various frustrations and limitations that hold us down in this life. Thank you, Lord, for the promised joys of heaven.